Say, Amos, this seems like Sunday.
It is Sunday. You see, Andy, we is on the radio now every Sunday on CBS for Rinso.
That's right. Rinso, the new Rinso with Solium, brings you the Amos and Andy Show. Rinso, the soap that contains Solium, the sunlight ingredient, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Lubin, Eddie Green, Ernestine Wade, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorite, Amos and Andy. And now, Lieber Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy Amos and Andy.
It's noon in the Kingfish's home, and the Kingfish has just finished his noonday meal. Breakfast.
George, dear, I opened a letter that come this morning, and when I seen it was from my brother Leroy, it sure was a surprise to me.
Mary, that's a surprise to me, too, honey. Didn't know your brother could write.
Don't be nasty, George. You know that Leroy went to night school and learned how to write 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. The year he learned to write, we sent him a pencil for his 35th birthday.
Leroy might not be so smart about other things, George, but he's got a mechanical mind.
Yeah, what is old Cogwheel here trying to invent now?
Well, he's saying in the letter that he's coming here to New York to pay us a little visit.
Well, I ain't gonna let a man come up here like that and lay around my house.
Your house? George Stevens, this is no more your house than it is mine.
It ain't, huh? Who does the landlord send the eviction notices to?
You men make me sick. You ain't nothing but a bunch of loafers. And that's why you find more women wearing the pants in the family nowadays.
Yeah, I see them wearing them on the street, and if they know how they looked in them, they take them off, too.
Coming up here to visit us, and he's got to have a roof over his head.
Yeah, well, why has he got to have our roof? How about me finding him a room someplace else?
Well, how are you going to do it with the housing shortage?
I ain't going to let no housing shortage stop an emergency like this.
Come in, Kingfish.
Well, Brother Andy, I was surprised to find you, and I thought you'd be out looking for a roommate.
Yeah, well, I was looking for a roommate.
Well, don't tell me you ain't heard about the new law that Congress just amended the Constitution with. It was just flashed all over the United States.
No, I didn't hear about that. And I was listening to my portable radio, too.
Oh, well, no wonder you didn't hear such a big law. They didn't broadcast it over the small radio.
Yeah, I got to get rid of this little radio and get me a big camisole model.
Yeah.
What kind of law is it, Kingfish?
Well, it's known as the National Double Up Housing Act.
National Double Up Housing Act?
Yeah, they signed it in Congress and ricocheted over to the House of Representatives. President Truman signed the filibuster at 11 o'clock and become a law, yeah.
Yeah, well, tell me this. What does this new law mean?
Well, it simply means this, Andy, that from now on, nobody won't be allowed to live alone. Oh, it's a stringent law.
You mean that a bachelor has got to go out and get married?
Oh, no, the law ain't that drastic. It means that he got to double up and share his room with somebody. That's what it means.
Well, say, that law hits me, don't it?
Oh, it affects everybody and every place. From now on, even the jails is going to put in at least two men together in solitary confinement.
Well, I wonder why Congress passed a law like that.
Why, to combat the housing shortage. Do you realize, Andy, that millions of people in this country has got a very slim chance of getting a place to live unless you was a veteran?
A veteran's different, huh?
Yeah, in that case, you ain't got no chance at all.
Yeah, well, I guess I gotta find me a congealed roommate somewhere.
Come to think of it, Andy Sapphire's brother Leroy is in town. Maybe I could get him for you. Ain't no use to take a stranger because Leroy is all broke in. He fit in there good.
Now, wait a minute. Look here, Kingfish. I don't believe Congress passed no law like that, and I ain't doubling up with Leroy and nobody else.
Okay, Andy, but don't blame me if your name goes down in history as a traitor.
Traitor?
Yeah, the Bennett Drip Arnold of the housing shortage. Is you, by any chance got an extra room over at your house?
No, Kingfish, we haven't. We'd like to have an extra room, but our apartment is so small, we've got no place to put it.
Well, Henry, old mechanical-minded Leroy, that awful-looking brother-in-law of mine, is coming to town and looks like he's going to start sponging off me.
Yes, well, I've got a brother-in-law like that, too. In fact, we are so ashamed of him that when our society friends call on us, we put a chauffeur's cap on him and make him sit in the car.
Yeah. I didn't know you had a car.
I ain't, but my brother-in-law has.
Yeah, well, I gotta get my brother-in-law a nice room, nicely located.
What you mean, nicely located?
That would be about 75 miles from my house, is what it is.
Well, Kingfish,
Come in, Lightning.
Yes, what's on your mind, Lightning?
I got another here from your brother-in-law, Kingfish, Leroy Hancock. It was sent to the Lodge Hall, KU.
Well, thank you, Lightning.
Say, maybe Lightning can help you, Kingfish.
Yeah, say, by the way, Lennon, over where you live, does you and your wife use the whole place?
I know, sir. We only use half of it.
Oh, good. Half of it's empty, huh?
I know, sir. The landlord keeps his truck in the other half.
Well, that won't work, Kingfish.
Well, I'll whiz on back to the lodge, y'all. See you later.
Letter addressed to my brother-in-law. Wonder what's in it. Henry, do you think there's anything wrong if I open it?
I think it would be highly unethical.
Good, then I was in the clear. Let's open the thing here.
Yes, I'm very anxious to know myself. Go ahead.
Well, this letter is from the Collins Lock Company. Listen to this. Mr. Leroy Hancock, dear sir, we received the plans of the lock you invented, and we are vitally interested. If it does all you claim the lock will do, we would like to buy it. Please contact us. Signed, the Collins Lock Company. Look at it. They're right here in New York City.
Say, Kingfish, they might pay several thousand dollars for this. Too bad you don't own the patents on this invention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, ain't it? Anyway, let's wait till tomorrow and see who owns the patents.
How are you going to do it?
Well, my wife told me that Leroy spent $50 working on his latest invention, and this is it. Now, if I raise $50, I'll buy the lock outright from my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going out now, raise some money, even if I got to sell my best friend some stock or something.
Well, Kingfish, you got to have luck with you.
Well, this morning I found a horseshoe, Henry, and I'm getting out my rabbit's foot now.
You think them help the things are going to help you?
Oh, sure it will. Listen, Henry, I believe.
I believe. I believe in wishing well. Ooh, and I also believe in a lot of things. Things the days it tells.
I believe that a four-leaf clover brings lots of love, lots of joy, lots of happiness. I believe those things.
And when it's Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus. Why do I believe?
I guess that I believe because I believe, I do believe. I believe that dreams come true. If you wish for the dream by wishing well, don't tell the wish or you'll break the spell. It may sound naive, but that's what I believe. And when it's Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus.
Say, why do I believe? I guess that
I believe because
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe that dreams come true.
If you wish for the dream by wishing well, don't tell the wish and break the spell. It may sound naive, but that's what I believe. That's just what I believe.
You know, we have a playroom in our cellar where I have my workshop and the kids keep their toys, but once a week, it's reserved strictly for Mrs. Lake. On wash day, if it rains, or if it even looks like rain, that's where she hangs the wash. That's where it dries with that beautiful new Rinso brilliance. Yes, even if they're dried indoors, Rinso-washed white clothes turn out whiter than new, and gay washable colors even brighter than brand new. Now, it's because new Rinso contains Solium, the amazing scientific sunlight ingredient. Rain or shine, Rinso gives you a wash not just whiter, but whiter than new. And not just brighter, but brighter than brand new. Even yellowed and grayed clothes come whiter than brand new. Now, you better try Rinso yourself. I'm sure you're going to say new Rinso with Solium gives all your wash a brilliance and beauty you've never seen before. New Rinso is safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Ask the man at your store for new Rinso with Solium.
Well, hello there, Andy. Come in.
Why'd you send for me?
Well, I wanted you to come over here so I could tell you not to hang around here no more, so get on out.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, anybody as busy as I is, I ain't got time to do nothing but tend to business. Being a stockbroker now takes up all my time. Now, here's $2 dividend for the one share you got. Here, take this.
Yeah, well, thank you. I ain't got no stock.
Oh, you didn't buy none, huh? Oh, give me my money back. Everybody done bought the stuff around here. I handed out money right and left. I thought you had some.
Well, what is it?
What is it? I raised money to buy a lock company, and the stock is even paying dividends before I get the company.
Well, listen here. If I buy some of this stock, what do I get out of it?
Oh, the stock fee is 10% per annum.
What's an annum?
What's an annum?
Yes.
I see I'm going to explain everything to you in a... animal boy is dividend time.
But when is anum?
Well, according to the calendar, there's five seasons in the year. Summer, fall, winter, spring, and anum.
Anum come after spring, huh?
Yeah, you see, spring is May and summer is June. And anum's right in between there, so you're heading right into it now. That's why you're going.
Yeah, well, what happens in anum?
Well, in the fall of the year, the leaves fall, and the winter, the snow falls, and the spring, the rain falls, and in annum, the dividends fall.
Well, is this stock safe?
Oh, now, that's the feature of the whole deal, Andy. You see, the wise millionaires, Andy, has got an old saying, buy stock, put it away, and forget about it.
Yeah.
Well, this is one stock, if you buy, guaranteed that everybody gonna forget about it, see?
Yeah, well, it sounds good, all right.
Oh, I have some gold certificates printed at the Fort Knox printing company as soon as they send them over. You'll be here in a minute.
Yeah, well, the stock you got there sounds good. Would you take some of your old IOUs for some of the stock?
I consider that a personal insult to class my IOUs with this stock.
Yeah, well, in the first place, Kingfish, I was broke.
You're broke, huh?
Yeah, flat.
Well, then I'm going to take my cards off the table and put them on the floor and tell you something. That's what I'm going to do.
What you going to tell me? What's that?
That crazy brother-in-law of mine, Leroy Hancock, has got a mechanic mind. Now, he done invented a secret lock. And there's a lock company in town that wants to buy it by the name of Collins.
Yeah, well, what about it?
Well, now, he don't know this company's assets. So I want to raise about $50 so I can buy the lock from him and sell it to this Collins company for $2,000-$3,000. Now, maybe you could help me raise money. I'll give you 10% of what you raise.
It's a deal. I'll try to raise some.
Yeah, who you going to see?
Well, if I could find some sucker that was dumb enough to put up $50 for this stock, the rest will be duck soup.
Hi, fellas.
The duck just flew in.
Hello, Amos. Andy, it's been one of the best investments I ever made in my life. And, Brother Andy, I want to personally thank you for letting me in on it. So long, fellas.
What is that the Kingfish is talking about?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Sit down, Amos, sit down.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I'll start from the beginning, Amos. I'm glad you dropped over here, because I am so busy that me and you can't hang around here no more.
What is that again, Andy?
You know the four seasons of the year, don't you, Amos?
Yeah, spring, summer, fall, and winter.
There's another one there somewhere. Let me think. Take heart, Amos.
Well, what is it? I don't know but four, Andy.
It rains in the winter, snows in the summer, the leaves drop off, What is that other season? I got it. Fort Knox.
Kingfish, how'd you raise the money? Did you sell some stock?
No, Andy, I'll tell you what. My wife was out of town for a few days, so I took a piece of furniture, a stool that we had at home, over to the pawn shop and borrowed $50 on it.
The man let you have $50 on a stool?
Well, I took the piano along, too. He wanted to hold it.
Well, What is we going to tell your brother-in-law when he gets here?
Well, we got to scare the pants off of him. Tell him that the patent is an infringe on another one.
Well, here's your brother-in-law, Kingfish. Come in, Leroy.
Hello there, boys. How's you?
Leroy, glad you come over here. I just got a telephone call from a big law firm. Kendall, Brighton, Cronin, and Febersham over on Lenox Avenue. Did you ever hear of them?
Yeah, I heard of one of them.
Which one?
Lenox Avenue.
No. There's plenty mad, but there's lock you done invented.
Yeah, they say you got fringe on your lock.
Now, tell me this. What have you done? You really took the patents that somebody else has done had. So you ain't got to worry now about where you're going to sleep now. You can go right to jail.
Well, wait a minute now. I invented that lock, Brother George.
Yeah, but a lot of inventors get in trouble.
Yeah, look at the man that invented the steamboat. What's his name?
Fulton Lewis Jr.
No, that ain't the man.
You mean Robert Fulton?
Yeah, that's the man. He went to jail for inventing the steamboat. Two fellas come along and proved to him that he was infringing on the steamboat.
Well, who was the two fellas?
The man that invented the boat and the man that invented steam. They was right there.
Well, I didn't notice somebody went on and
yeah, well, and look at the inventor that done so much for cotton. Eli Whitney.
Yeah, the guy that invented the cotton club.
Yeah. Yeah, the same thing happened to him.
Well, Brother George, I don't want to get in no trouble, but I got $50 wrapped up in this.
Well, on account of you being my wife's brother and on account of me loving my brother-in-law, I'm going to give you $50 for all the rights to the lot so that you can get out of the mess and not bring a new disgrace to the family.
Yeah, because if they sue the Kingfish, he done been disgraced so much it don't make much difference.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, give me the $50 and I'll turn the whole thing over to you.
All right, here's the money, Leroy. $50, two tens and a 20. Put it in your pocket right quick there now.
Now, thanks. Well, this puts me in a high-income bracket than I ever been in.
Yeah, what bracket does it put you in?
The $50 bracket.
Rinso with Solium gets white clothes not just whiter, but whiter than new. And washable colors not just brighter, but brighter than brand new. Rain or shine, indoors or out, new Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Use Rinso next wash day.
Well, here's LaGuardia's law office now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, come on, let's go on in.
Well, hello there, LaGuardia. Oh, you're busy on the phone.
Yeah, I'm just talking to one of my clients that I just sent. Excuse me a second, Liz. Hello. What's that again? You say they shaved your head, huh? Now, what else? You done cut your pants leg open at the bottom, huh? Uh-huh. And you say they told you could have anything you wanted for supper? And you want my advice, huh? Well, my advice, Bob, is whatever you do, don't sit down. Yeah. Well, so long, Bob, and I really mean goodbye.
Listen, LaGuardia, we got a new secret lock that we done bought, and we owns all the stock.
Now, speaking of stock, I got a friend that's one of the greatest stock manipulators in the country.
Oh, Jonah?
Yeah. He went down on Wall Street. The first day he was there, he sent the stock market up 5 points.
Mm.
The second day he was there, he sent it up again. The third day, he sent it up again. And the next day, he had some bad luck.
What happened?
They sent him up.
Well, listen, LaGuardia, we got a new secret lock here, and we won't sell it.
Yeah, you see, LaGuardia, a man is coming up from the Collins Lock Company here in New York City to make us an offer on this lock that we got. And what we want to do is, when the man get there, I want to get a good price for the lock, you see?
Well, then, why don't you get some other lock company to come up at the same time and bid against them?
Yeah, but the Collins Lock Company is the only company...
Wait a minute. Hold it. The man got an idea. You get them from the dumbest, and the man done come up with something here.
Yeah.
Andy, you has just become the buyer for a lock on them. Yeah, what you going to do is this. You is coming over to the lodge hall when the Collins man is there, and you is going to be a lock buyer, and you is going to bid against Miss Collins man.
Well, but we're all set. Well, guess I better get over to court, so I got a client to defend.
Yeah, who are you defending?
Oh, fellow that's charged with feeding pigeons in Central Park.
Well, ain't no law against feeding pigeons.
Yeah, this fellow was feeding them to his family.
So, Seamus Collins, I has got all the rights to the lock, and whoever sells it to is going to get the finest lock on the market.
Well, we're a small company just starting in, and we do have some money to spend for new ideas and locks.
Yeah, well, it's always a pleasure to do business with a firm that's got money.
Of course, we're not interested unless your lock is absolutely burglar-proof.
Oh, that's 100%. Ain't a burglar in the world that could steal this lock. You see, we nail it right on the door. You can't...
May I see the lock now, Mr. Stevens?
Won't see the lock now. Well, you see, I got it on a door across the hall. Tell me this, you examined the plans here on the desk. Ain't you see these plans?
Yes, yes, I have seen a copy of the blueprints, yes. It's a very interesting mechanism, isn't it?
Well, I wonder who that could be knocking at the door. I ain't expecting nobody. Well, if it ain't the big wealthy lockman, Mr. Brown.
How is you, Mr. Stevens? How you do, sir? I hear about your secret lock, and I come over here to buy it with the money.
Yeah, well, Mr. Collins is here for the same reason. Strange that you two lockmen would walk in at the same time. Mr. Brown is Mr. Collins.
How are you, Mr. Brown?
Likewise.
Mr. Brown, Mr. Brown, what firm do you represent?
The big three, Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Lockup.
Yes, and it's a lovely firm to do business with, too, Mr. Collins.
I never heard of the firm.
Well, we keep it quiet for tax reasons.
Yeah. Mr. Brown, are you the buyer of locks for your concern?
Oh, yes, sir. I is also expert locksmith, too. I works on the biggest locks in the world. Tell you the truth, I just come back from a trip to Central America.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing down there?
I was fixing the locks on the Panama Canal.
Mr. Brown?
Yeah, they lost the key to one of the locks, and they had a battleship caught in.
And you made the key that opened the lock, huh?
I made two keys. I can't keep running out of Central America.
Mr. Stevens, I don't know what this is all about, but could we get down to business?
Yeah, well, now let's look at the plans here on the desk. Mr. Brown, these are called the Blue Points here.
Yeah.
Here's how the lock works, gentlemen. You see the hole there?
Yes.
Well, you put a key in the hole, and you turn it, and then you open the door.
Just the kind of a lock I'm looking for. I'll give you $1,000 for the right to that lock.
Just a minute. I came here to do business, too.
Yeah, well, it don't make no difference to me who buys the thing, but unless you can beat Mr. Brown's offer, I'll sell it to him right now.
Well, I see I have no choice. I'll offer $1,500.
$2,000.
$2,500.
$3,000.
Well, gentlemen, I'll bid $3,500.
Stevens, what are you bidding for?
Yeah, that's right. I ain't allowed to bid this. I already got it, you know.
Well, I'll give $3,500.
Well, Mr. Brown will have to get it for $3,500. I'm not allowed to bid over $3,000.
Yeah, no? Well, so much for the practice bid. Now let's start the real thing here.
Yeah, let's do it all over again. Let's start over. Come on.
I don't understand this, but all right, go ahead.
All right, now on to practice bidding. Mr. Collins, you said $3,000 as high as you could go.
That's right.
All right, Mr. Brown, start the bidding.
$2,900.
Hold to Mr. Collins for $3,000. Now, I was happy to say that you owns the lot, Mr. Collins. We'll now start bidding to see who gets the key. That's it.
$2,900.
Well, now, just a minute. Just a minute here. Certainly, the key goes with the lock. And I'm not going to buy it until I actually see the lock. To make sure that this secret lock is burglar-proof.
Oh, it's burglar-proof. I can prove that to you, all right. I got it right on the door across the hall. I'll take you over there and show it to you right now.
Well, I want to see it.
Well, I'll go along, too.
Now, there it is. You see, Mr. Collins, it's on that door right there. That's the entrance to the treasurer's office. That's one room we don't let nobody in.
That's a nice shiny lock, all right.
Yeah, now I'll get the key out of my pocket here. Here we are.
Yes, it's a very unusual looking key.
Yeah, sir. It's the only key in the world that'll open this lock.
Boy, how I'd like to have this in my old alma mater, Yale, Harvard, and Princeton.
Yeah. Well, I'll now put the key in the lock and open the door. Now, there you are, gentlemen. Now, I turn the knob and the door opens. My brother-in-law. Hey, Leroy. Wake up, wake up. He is the inventor of the lock, Mr. Collins.
Hiya, Kingfish.
I had a lock on that door. Did you have another key to the secret lock? How'd you get in here?
That's the secret. You don't need no key. You can also open it with a hairpin.
The way that ended up makes me think there ain't nothing you can count on.
Well, I don't know about that, Andy. Our announcer, John Lake, got a right idea here. You can count on Rinso with Solium.
Amos, it's a sure thing that the white clothes you wash in new Rinso will turn out whiter than brand new. And washable colors even brighter than new. Even on rainy days, even if you dry clothes indoors, you can be certain of a beautiful wash. Indoors or out, new Rinso with Solium put sunshine in your wash. More women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of these days real soon, a neighbor of yours will be around asking you to help out the community chest. You know what a fine job there's always done. So this year, be as generous as you can.
Yes, they really need your help this time. So let's all of us dig down as deep as we can.
You know, folks, everything you give is divided up among your local charities and social agencies. So when the community chest worker calls, give all you can. Give till it helps. Thanks, folks. Good night. And don't forget Rinso.
See you next Sunday.
Sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Until then, good night to all of you from all of us.
Amazing? Yes, but doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy Health Soap in your daily bath gets you cleaner than any other leading soap can. Yes, it's true. Doctors know now. You are actually cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Get mild, refreshing Lifebuoy right away.
Be sure and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at this same time next Sunday. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.